prosper. We're going, God's people are going to prosper. In the middle of darkness, in the middle of oppression, in the middle of trials, in the middle of pain, because there's one on the inside of a believer, and his name is Conqueror. And he says, we're more than a conqueror, hallelujah. And I was thinking about, you know, if that stuff happened here, not down south more than likely, but we bind the strong man. We have angels encamped around about us. We have angels in this place, hallelujah. And I've seen God demonstrate his power. I was reading about Elijah when the Lord told him to go and sit by the brook Cherith. And he told him, he said, you drink out of the brook. He said, and I've commanded ravens to feed you. And I was thinking about it. I thought, what a God we serve. What a God that would tell a man to prophesy famine. Stop the rain. Ain't no rain going to come at the word of the Lord. And then set him down by the brook. The Bible says the brook dried up. And the Lord told him, he said, go to Zarephath. He said, I've commanded a widow woman over there to sustain you. He gets over, and when he walked up to the gate, he looked and seen a woman, widow woman, and he told her, bring some water. And then when she started to go get water, he told her to fix something to eat. And she explained to him about the famine that was there, that she only had a little bit, but she obeyed the word of the Lord. And she went, and that's what we do today. Hallelujah. We don't fear evil. We don't fear what could happen. We don't look at the news and determine that's going to happen for us. Hallelujah. Amen? I mean, I've been through quite a few presidents in my 30 years of serving God, and I've learned how to trust in my God more than I have the government, the police department, or anything else to protect me. I have learned to trust in God, and God's word is all the evidence that me and you need to know that we serve a mighty God. The Bible said he's able to keep that we commit to him. We commit our life to him, pray God, and the Bible says he's able to keep it. God wants you to prosper. See, there's lies of the enemy, out there. Beth couldn't even find it, 3 John 2. To put it up on here, you can find it in the Bible. And I thought, that's great. I ain't even got the scripture. I told her, I looked at her and I told her, I'll just quote it. Every one of us need to be able to quote it if we can't reach our Bible at 2 o'clock. Right? I told Travis, I said, that's why we renew our mind to the Word until it becomes concrete. That's why Johnny is passionate about church, because he's got the Word in there where it says he don't even need it. He wanted to go to church after he started following God. You just want to. That's the Spirit of God in us. We're drawn together by the Spirit of God. But Johnny, forsake not. That's pretty black and white. Satan over the... Well, that truth has got Johnny free from the lie. You can't... Nobody out there, no Christian, sitting at home saying they got their own God, their own Jesus, their own religion, whatever they got, there's none of them that can convince Johnny or anybody that's got it through the Lord in their spirit that it is what about God's will, going to church, finances. You cannot make me believe that God don't want every one of you in here to prosper. I read it in the Bible. He said, beloved, I wish above all, that's one she couldn't find. 3 John 2, I believe it is, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Every one of us needs that scripture and be able to quote it and get up here and preach it. Well, I'm not a preacher. Yes, you are. Every one of us, hallelujah, is to proclaim truth, hallelujah. We've been given the ministry of reconciliation. I'm going to have a... One night when the Lord will let me, I want to have a testimony service. I'm not talking about right before church and everybody hurry up. I'm talking about, black God, we need to have a testimony. Did you find it? Yeah, well, I wrote it down wrong, but there it is. Hallelujah. All I know is it's in there. That's all I need to know. I don't need to know what chapter it's in. It's good if I do. But it's in there, and I know it, and I quoted it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I got that, and I meditated on that when I was 28 years old, and it caused me to believe that God wanted me to prosper. It caused me to see in there, in order to prosper, that my soul needs to prosper. And I wondered, what's my soul? And then over a course of time, God began to reveal my soul was my mind, my will, and it's hooked to my emotions. And so I knew that now that God wanted me to prosper, but my soul needs to prosper. My mind, my will, and my emotions. Well, I found out that if I renew my mind with the Word of God, that it changes my will. And then when my will changes, I will to do His will, then my emotions changes. That's why Mac will take you to the ground and give you a throat punch. It won't come to that, Mac, but pray God, God sees your heart, man. You know what I'm saying? Because when they come in here, if they was to come, they got a restraining force. It's called the anointing that destroys yokes and lifts burdens. I was listening to John Hagee preach one time, and he is telling the story how a guy come into his church in there and pointed the gun to him, shot, bam, and the bullet went around him. Later it just went around him. Some said he wasn't that good a shot. I said, nah, it's not that. I said he had the power, a shield of faith. The Bible calls in Ephesians chapter 6, we have a shield of faith that quenches all the fiery darts of the devil. Right? We got on the armor of God, the Word of God, our feet shod with a preparation of the gospel of, we got it. I'm not trying to find Jesus. If you're still trying to find Him, we're going to have an altar call here in a minute and get yourself right with Jesus. Because once you hook up to the real thing, you know it. You've got a knowing on the inside that bears witness with you that you've been born again. Not that you just went to church and I was attacked by the enemy Sunday after church. It happens at times. You know, and I felt like, oh, I don't know if I'll make it to Wednesday. Then Wednesday, I'm like, man, I wish you'd hurry up and get in the shower. Get us some supper done. Let's go. How many knows the Holy Ghost is he's a diehard? Oh, man, hallelujah. That's why the Bible, and I know the Scripture, and it helps me. Then in my weakness am I made strong, the Apostle Paul said. So in my weakness I lean on Him, and in your weakness you lean on Him. But let me tell you something, praise God, that there is a deception in this last day that has been going on for a long time. I mean, I've heard it all of my life. You don't have to be a good Christian to go to church, you know. And Satan was trying to get me to believe contrary to the written Word of God. See, that's what he does, whether it's your finances, your baby coming, you know, your breakthrough with your grandsons, and 27 of them, boy, you ought to believe God. We could get half of her grandkids in here, we'd fill the church up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We after them, you know. But put that up there, that whatever it is, 1 Timothy, maybe. Let's read that. I'm not going to probably preach on it, but it says, but the Holy Spirit, is that the Amplified? Okay. But the Holy Spirit distinctly expresses, declares that in the latter times, some will turn away from the faith. You hear that? They're going to turn away. They're going to fall away from church. There's a great falling away. And the Bible says, if it were possible, even the very elect will be deceived. But it ain't possible if we hang on to Him. Stay in that Word. Don't change the Word with the culture and the times and your mama and your daddy and your brother and your sister and your kids, your grandkids. You don't change the Word. Hallelujah. He said, from the giving attention to deluding and seducing spirits and doctrines that demons teach. through the hypocrisy and pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared and cauterized. Go ahead, Beth. Who forbid to marry and teach them to abstain from certain kinds of foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and have an increasingly clear knowledge of the truth. For everything God has created is good, and nothing is to be thrown away or refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is hallowed and consecrated by the word of God and prayer. Hallelujah. People give in to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And just like the Lord, I was hearing one time the testimonies of people losing stuff back in COVID and all of that stuff, and not COVID, but when the economy fell in 2007, and I was in the same boat seemingly they was in my great fiery trial. And I heard from people, well, you know, God understands and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't have no choice. And I walked off from some. And the Holy Ghost, if you love God and you're acknowledging God, then God will get the truth to you in the moment that you need it, that you will not be deceived by a seducing spirit. By the way that it looks, by the way that it feels, by the way that people say, and even preachers that preach anything contrary to the Word of God, they're not to fall into those seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. You've got ministers, and I'm not on that judging people. I'm just breaking it out. They are people pleasers. That don't mean I'm not a people pleaser, but that don't mean that I'm arrogant and I'm going to have it my way and it's my way or the highway, and that's demonic too. You know, I've got to be balanced. I'm going to stand on the truth. I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to preach the truth. And when I find out I've been believing wrong, I'm going to change it, and I'm going to repent, and I'm going to come change it at the church. Amen? Because I'm not going to fall in that. Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the truth. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. I didn't even read that. I must not have got it. But it says be instant in season. I don't have to go to it. We need to know the word of God. Be instant in season, out of season. Be instant, be ready when it's convenient. Be ready when it's not convenient. Be ready when you're confronted with people and it's uncomfortable when it's concerning the Word of God. Well, the Lord spoke to me when I walked off, and I honestly felt defeated. I felt defeated before I got into the presence of these people. And I really felt defeated after I left, because I felt like there's nothing I can do. You know, there's the Lord, the Holy Spirit, if you love God and you acknowledge God and you do the things you need to do to get the Word and renew your mind to the Word of God, then in your time of hardship, trouble, trial, oppression, and all that, the Holy Ghost will speak to you. And he told me, he said, never believe based on, this is 2008, 7 or 8. He said, never believe based on what you see or what you feel or other people's experience. He said, you believe, and I'm trying to think about what he's telling me. And I'm thinking, well, how do I believe? But you believe based on the Word of God. What does the Word of God say about your finances? Right? I don't know what it says. That's your fault. Get in that Bible and find out. Find out what Deuteronomy 28 says. It says you're supposed to be blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the... Listen, the Lord told me to get cows several years ago. Y'all have heard most of the story. Well, I heard from farmers their experience, and some of them, and when I would mention it, they'd be like, well, there's no money in cows. I'm just telling you, ain't no money in cows. And I went on and I thought, but I've read the story about Laban and them in the Bible where he done him wrong and gave him the coals. And God told him when they eat, stand this stick up in front of them. And when it did, he ended up with some of the best cattle or whatever he had in there. And my thought then when I heard those things was, but they don't know who's backing me. They don't know. And I don't owe them no nothing. And I thought, glory to God, if God's in it, it'll be blessed. Everything, then I started quoting scripture over my cows. Everything I set my hands to do prospers. Ain't that what Deuteronomy says? Everything you said, that, now why I'm telling you that, I'm not just trying to tell you my story here. I'm telling you the word of God. It's what you got to stand on. Whenever you don't know and you don't understand, and then you have Satan backing it up by people's failures. And trying to make you believe it won't happen for you. It can't happen for you. Well, I left there, bless God, and I went on anyways, and I got me some cows and all of that. Well, you know, back then, it would take five calves, to get what I just got a check yesterday. I took two calves off, and they brought me what it would take five calves 4 years ago out of two calves. Now, what if I'd have listened to them? I'm not negative on those people. I don't know what they know, and that's none of my business. Evidently, they don't know what I do. And so I thought, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. First thing come out, guess what come off the top of that? My tithe money. Bless God, I'll shoot every one of them cows and put them in my freezer before I'll rob God. Amen. Why? Because the Bible says, right? Ain't we talking about the word? Okay, do we want the benefit of that word? I do. I'm going to have it. The Bible says, long, satisfied life will I give you and show you my salvation. And I tell the Lord all the time, see now, like I got to go to Oxford tomorrow. You don't like your job sometimes. That's every one of us. That ain't just you. Satan, I'm a lone ranger. You're just a lone ranger. You're the only one don't love your job. Ain't none of us told you we just lapping it up like a bowl of milk. We just ain't spitting out all of this stuff. Once you start developing and growing, you realize that your words are creating how you feel. Your words are creating how you think. Your words are creating your future. Your words is going to take you beyond where you at. And that's why you take a hold of those thoughts, and then when you don't want to go to Oxford to do a job because it's way off, hallelujah, you praise God that you got a job in Oxford. Then when it gets down to 36 degrees and you can't put a heater in the doors that we're going to have to put in Thursday because they changed them up, listen, my business never goes the way I want it most of the time. I'm constantly endeavoring to walk in the faith every which way I turn. I'm going to. I got God's word to back up what I believe, bless God. But he said, but he said here that some people are going to give heed. But the main thing he started out with when Paul was telling Timothy, he said, you preach the word. He said, you be instant in season, when it feels good, when it don't feel good. If I'd have needed to come preach Monday night the way I felt Sunday evening, I would have been here, Richard. I don't go by how I feel. I don't ask myself how I feel. I don't go by how I feel. I walk and live my life by faith because of my faith in God. Let me say it that way. Faith is not some religious thing the church thinks it is. Church is the force of God that He puts in us by the Holy Spirit that gives us the ability to believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross. Every man has been given the measure of faith, the Bible says. And then the Bible says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You see, all that was trying to come to me down there in my great trial, and I even told God, God, let me go tell the church. I drove to church by faith. My trucks were on empty and below. I didn't have the money to buy one coat for my son. Satan told me I was not a man. A real man would have a job. And I went and told Teresa I better get a job. And she said, what did God say? That's a smart woman. You got it? Because I'm in here, man, and I'm like, I can do something. I can do something. Yeah, my doing something's already got me there where I need to do something. Right? And so she said, what did God say? That is not what I wanted to hear. Because I thought I can go up to Walmart and I can work $15 an hour better than being a deadbeat and not supplying for my family. And she said, what did God say? And I said, well, I had to ask him, are you serious? All I'm doing is getting over here in a bunch of unbelief. I should have been praising him all the time. Well, I went off and I thought, God ain't said get another job. He put me in that. I was for sure that I was in the will of God until the trial. Now I'm making a point there. Everything's going good with you. Oh, Jesus on the mountain. He's in the afternoon, Jesus. He's got all day long. And then, bam, you hit with a trial. Fiery trial right out of the blue, man. I mean, your job just turned all the way around right then with your trial. And then if we're not careful, we start turning to trying to get our way out of it. I'll get a different job. I'll go a different way. I'll change wives. They change churches like we used to bar hop. Stay there till 9 o'clock. If it ain't fun going on here, we're going to another one. We find ourselves six or seven of them, time 2 o'clock's over. And people today jump churches the same way. Paul told them in there, he said, they're going to look for teachers with itching ears to give them what they want to hear. See, we got to be like God. We don't want what we want to hear. God, we want your word. We want to be sound. We want to be solid. We want our marriages sound and solid. We want our businesses. We want them sound on that solid rock. Lord, that we stand strong and firm, that the world can look and say, yes, the people in the house of God, they know God. They follow God. But God, they should have went under. They should have went under long time. See, God ain't looking at us, Johnny, and saying, well, I'm going to judge you according to whether you fill the church up or not. God ain't looking at all that. God's saying, I mean, think about this. Just think about... Who was it built the ark? Noah? Yeah, it was Noah. That preacher man. How'd it go in church? Well, it was my two kids and wife and the rest of them old naysayers. How was church today? It's the same old way, 120 years. Had all them talking against the old man, the family. I don't know what all they might have been saying. They was more than one because the ark shut, but God and they was trying to get an ark then. But you know, God ain't judging churches today about how we fill the pews up. All God's looking for me and you is obedience. That's all, simply obeying Him. It's God's will that you have a baby. All God wants is that faith. But God, I want you to have it. We'll believe for triplets. Three Johnnies all at one time. Bam! I'm being a little funny. You'd get a blow up first thing in the morning, babe. Get on over here as quick as them kids get to school. Good Lord, I gotta have some sleep. Oh, Jesus, send a deliverer to help me. Oh, you believe it for them three babies? Not three babies, but you believe it for them babies. Then they stay up all night long, right? Then you're trying to go to sleep, but you got to keep the baby up because it's getting his days and nights mixed up. You sure ain't going to sleep at night. I've seen them do that and then gripe about the baby. And I'll be like, y'all did it. You know, you got to train that baby. How many knows once we're born again, our flesh don't get saved. And we're spiritual speaking babies. And then we got to feed on God's word, coming to church, praise and worship. Singing the song, whatever, you know, our hearts making melody to the Lord. All of that is involved in growing spiritually, you know. And then when you come in and you have to fight the works trying to keep you at work at church. Then you have to cast down those thoughts and all that. Nope, my mind's going to be stayed on the Lord in the house of the Lord. And that's part of growing spiritually. To where those whose minds are stayed on the Lord, He will keep them in perfect peace. Right? He says because they're trusting Him. It makes a distinction or whatever the word is. Last year, just a few things that I could think of. I mean, I see this whole family restored last year. But you know what I seen? I seen Johnny and them, and I think they had to go to different churches. That was terrible to me. Terrible. But I didn't hear that Samantha wasn't going. What's the use? No, she comes over here and she's like, hey, we need prayer and praise night. Boy, we did this up there at that church and we did this and we prayed, and I'm sure she saw and experienced things up there. You know? And then Johnny, he had to get a whole new wardrobe nearly. I started asking one night, look, man, I can bring you ropes out of our garage door boxes, tie them pants up in case you slip out while you're praising the Lord. What was he doing? He was fasting. He began to fast and pray, and he began to inquire of the Lord and of those things. However he did it, it was evident to me that he wasn't backing off and quitting. And I thought, he's got a hold of the Lord. I said, because when somebody's really got a hold of the Lord, He gives them a supernatural strength, and then when they go into the house of the Lord, because they're seeking God that way, He goes, bam, and gives them a bullet for the .30-06. If you need one for the .22, He gives you for the .22, so to speak. He gives you what you need to make it. Just like He fed Elijah at the brook. God told me, He said, look, He said, I took care of Elijah. He said, feeding him in the natural. He said, but I'm talking about spiritual now. He said, Elijah, He said, he just went and was obeying me. And I supplied for him in that obedience. When I sent him to Zarephath, even the widow woman, she told him, she said, what have you brought my son up? Her son died. And Elijah, he's living up in her loft up there evidently, where he was staying. And so she says, what have you done? Told God about my sin? So Elijah got the baby and took it up and laid it on his bed where he was staying. And three times he stretched himself out and he said, God, let it live. God touched this baby. And the Bible says that life came back into it. He came down with that baby back to the mama. And she said, I know that you're a man of God now. See, this world, Johnny, is going to know that our God that we serve, we don't just serve Him to meet our financial needs. We don't deserve Him to bless us with cars and houses. All of that stuff is good, and He will do it. We serve Him because He saved us. He loved us, and we know that He's for us, and He's not against us, that He will protect us, that He will. Look, once I get, I'm believing God for something, and I get to where I see it, because faith is the substance of the things I'm hoping for. I believe I got it before that I get it. But once I get it, I'm like, oh, man, the high's over. You got to believe for something else now. You got to get in there and say, God, what is your will? What is your will for me? One thing that God's will for me is for me not to live alone off of Social Security. That's terrible. I've had people tell me, well, you ain't going to have no choice. And I'll tell them, according to that Bible, I do. And I'm going to believe that rather than what you think. I'm going to believe that rather than what you think. If God can take a few cows, I put that in the envelope in there. That I told Teresa, I said, I'm gonna put all this off of that. I said, because I might buy me a Silverado one day. Not likely. I like my O2. I'll just keep driving it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But now I was just going on with her. But just last year, we got a heating and cooling system supernaturally. God supernaturally brought that system in to us. And we had the honor and the glory from God. I watched Johnny, because Johnny's I just watch people sometimes, you know, and I know Johnny, he likes to get in there and work. So he goes down here, and I go down there, and I show him how to put that ductwork together, and I said, oh, this goes here, and this, and this, and this. And I said, and it goes right up through there, and I turn Johnny loose, and Johnny's like, oh, my God. I didn't know it till later. Because Johnny's like, oh, no, I've never did this. And I didn't really think I'm putting a big pile on you. Well, all of it. Well, no, I don't ask, but I don't ask. I've learned don't ask people. Do you think you can do it? No. But see, now I know my God's going to supply all my need, right? I need to get that system in there, and I know he's going to supply all my need. You do the same thing, whatever you got. He said, but my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches. Well, you do that. I'm not talking about the heat and cooling. I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about your kids. I'm talking about your finances, your future. Hallelujah. Well, here comes old Rob. I did not know. I thought he was a Tyson man only. Been there 30-something years. And he comes down here and he said, have you got a squeegee? And I said, a squeegee? What do I need a squeegee for? He said, well, that's what you push that tape down with when you come across there. I said, I didn't know I needed one. I said, but, you know, your hand works. That's what I did, these two units. I didn't know you needed one. I done put two, three in, so it's a little late now to start, to me. Well, I didn't realize and didn't know that here comes a professional duck man. We watched it, didn't we? I did not know that. He's come to this church for 10 years, I guess, on and off. I did not know that. God did. He kept him here all that time. I got a task for you, son. My plans are to do you good and not evil. I expect it in so you can do your part under here. Praise God, hallelujah. But you know what? My heart was rejoicing because now you ain't got to sit in here and freeze. Actually, I'm a little hot. Travis turns the fan on over there. Hallelujah. God restored a family. I watched him. I watched him bring some of you into this church this last year. He planted people in this church this last year. We was able to sow a major chunk to our brothers and sisters over yonder in India last year. And I got to noticing that God had increased the church financially last year. It increased financially. You know, God, I saw God last year in my business. I saw him give me big jobs, less work, and more money. I didn't do half the work last year to make more money than I made the year before last and had to work more. Truth. Fact. Hallelujah. I'm believing this year that this is the year of increase in 2026, that he's going to do beyond what we ask. The Bible says he's able to do abundantly above, greater than I can think or ask. But he says according to what I let work in me. Now, if I let unbelief work in me, I don't got the future other than just what happens to me. God will do all he can do. But if I'll believe God, but God, you won't watch me at 65 years old get on Social Security and I can't afford to turn the lights on. I like 100-watt bulbs in my, and I've had it that way for 30 years, almost 30. Now, Teresa, she likes to sit in the dark. She just, that, not nothing bad there. I mean, she just, you know, she likes to, I mean, I don't like to watch TV in the dark. It strains my eyes. I like lights on, hallelujah. And so I'm sure me and her both has had to live in faith concerning that. Hallelujah. But you know what we realized? We realized way back under, and I realized that here at church, you ain't here by chance. And those that are coming, those that's not, don't come on Wednesday. I'm believing for them to get up like Johnny. The flea market would call his name on Sunday and he'd go to the flea market. That's just the way it is. You know, they come a time, whatever happened, I think it was a lot hearing the word of God about forsake not the assembling. And you know, and I'd bring up the statement every now and then, people say you don't have to go to church to be a good Christian. But I think if you're one of those that's going and growing in the Lord, why would you not want to go to church? So why I'm even bringing that up, don't let the enemy fool you by other people's lack of integrity. Don't judge them. Everybody can do what they want to do. But we're going to keep our mind and our heart so that when we're out there, there was this lady went to church here and she told me one time, she'd quit. Well, I don't believe you have to go to church to be a good Christian. I said, well, I don't know what you have to do. I guess you're special. And the rest of us have to follow Jesus. I said, but whatever. You know, well, it goes on, and then lo and behold, it wasn't too long that somebody, sinners, came to her house and sitting there and said, where do you go to church? We're wanting to go to church. You know what she had to say? She couldn't bring it out of her mouth to tell them, you don't have to go to church to be a good Christian. But she couldn't direct them to the church. And it caused her to go back to church. Even a sinner brought her under conviction in her own house. Didn't know that she wasn't going to church and all of that. And so I was able to tell her later, I said, see how the enemy does Christians? He tells you you're too tired on Wednesday night. He tells me I'm too old to be preaching on Wednesday night anymore. Shut Wednesday night down. Good Lord, you know you need to be in a bed at 7:30 or 8. I went to a church here a while back, and it was on a morning service, and God had the message. It's not time for us that has labored and warred a good warfare and won them in here and then get up here 60, 70 years old and stay at home and let them fend for themselves. We're supposed to be here with a baton handed, telling them, you've got the bullets. You've got the equipment. That's what they did to me. You've got the equipment. You've got what it takes and all of that. Encouraged me when I went out into the mission field out of that church. And I told them it's not a time for the elders that have raised up and in faith and walking in faith and serve the Lord to allow the enemy to make you think you ain't got the strength now to go to church. You fought the good fight. How do you know that? 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold. Hallelujah. That scripture there, instead of trying to get money, get some faith. Yeah. Just quit trying to get money and figure out your life and get faith in God through the Word. And then who would have thought that I would prosper off of cows, man? The Lord told me to buy a horse one time. And I bought that horse and it was neck rein because I wanted it. And I rode it, it's neck rein, big old tall 15, 16 hand horse. And it was Appaloosa, boy, she was pretty and all of that. And the Lord told me to buy that horse. It was $800. I give $800 for that horse. I told Teresa, I said, I believe the Lord wants me to buy that horse. Of course, I had some horses. I mean, I wanted a horse. I like horses, you know. And so I bought that horse. And then it wasn't too long. I don't remember how long down the road. The bottom fell out of horses. You couldn't give them away. People were trying to give you horses and stuff. And right in the middle of it, God spoke to me. And he said, sell that horse. And I told God. I said, God, have you looked at Thrifty Nickel and all? I mean, you're going to pick up horses anywhere. They're begging you to get them. You know, you know good and well God knew what was in that Thrifty Nickel. And I thought, okay, whatever God says. So I began to advertise that horse just a little bit. And the first one that I let know bought it for $800. And I thought, man, I was like putting money up. And just had it stored, and I got to enjoy it the whole time. And then right in the, but God showed me His awesome powers, the point right there that I thought, man, whatever God tells us to do, but God, I don't care if it's contrary to this world and our thinking and all of that. If we won't go by this thinking, we'll go by our inward man. But God brought us that money, and we needed that money at that time. And it was what we needed, praise the Lord. The Lord increased my business last year with big jobs, less work and more. I'm telling you, praise God. Travis talking the other day. Because, I'm 58 and 3/4 and 5/8 or whatever it is. I'm real close. And Travis, his other day, he's saying, well, ain't you know, a man like you, Dad, build a business, blah, blah, blah. Talking about if I ever got out, he's going to, give me a check. And all of that, just talking about that stuff, And I told him, I looked at him and I said, well, I said, you're right. I said, any man build a business for 25, 30 years, somebody get it, he's worthy of stuff and everything. I said, but the only problem, I said, God blesses a man so much he don't need none of it. Well, I'm not looking to that business. Now, get what I'm saying, the spirit of what I'm saying. I'm not going to put my future in that stupid garage door company compared to the kingdom. It's stupid. I'm not relying on Social Security. You better not either. You need to start now at 30. My grandkids need to know it at 10 and 8, so their trust is in God all along, not waiting on retirement days to enjoy life. That's the devil. Praise the Lord. My retirement is in that word right there. As far as retiring, as far as being a Christian, there's no retirement. Serve the Lord all of your life, and He's going to give you long, satisfied life. How are you sure that He'll do that? He said it in His word, and I read in His word that He's not a man that He should lie. He don't lie. He don't lie. If He says it in His word, pray God, and then me and you live and get a hold of it and meditate on it and believe the same God that Elijah. Now, Elijah goes up there, and there's 450 prophets of Baal, and they've done turned away from God. Father died and turned away and began to serve other gods. How many knows we can serve our work or we can serve God? We can serve in ministry or we can serve ourselves. Now, that they had these images and all that up there then, but they had to make choices. So Elijah tells him, he says, go get them 450 prophets of Baal. And I was thinking about Elijah. I thought, he had to have known you, God, in such a way like we do. He knew you. When you told him to do something, he did it, and you took care of him. And he saw all of that. He saw God supernaturally take care of him. And so he goes up there and it's Baal. They were serving Baal, a dead god. Hallelujah. Well, the Bible says that our money talks to us. Our jobs, our bodies, whatever. But we talk to the Lord and the Holy Spirit. We don't let none of them. But anyways, he tells them, he says, go get them. And he had them to build an altar. And he told them, all right, y'all go first. Y'all cry out to your God. And then I'll cry out to our God. That's what he told them. And all of these people there are watching all this stuff. Who knows this world's watching the church? They're watching us, black God. Hallelujah. We might not be aware of it. And God's got an army, and I believe we're part of it, that we walk and stand and live by faith. I'm not talking to somebody that ain't walking and wanting the will of God. I'm talking to people here, and God is going to show up and show Himself real to you and through you. And He tells them, He said, call on Him. So they all day long. So Elijah began to mock. One preacher said one time, he said, I think he's on the toilet. Said he's asleep. Maybe he's went on a journey. He's asleep. I mean, he began to mock and all of that. Praise the Lord. They begin to cut themselves. That was part of their ritual. They begin to cut themselves and bleed to their God, sacrificing blood. Don't that sound like Jesus? Well, anyhow, he gets it all done and he tells them, all right, y'all go and y'all build the, he built it back, he said, and he had them to go wet it down till the whole thing. And then he called on God, and he told them, he said, the God that answers by fire, he said, that'll be the true God. Well, he did it. And I read that back yonder, and I thought, glory to God, hallelujah. God, you are my protector. You are my deliverer. Lord, you're the one that protects me. Even to the point to where somebody saw angels, they was going to take lumber out of the back of my truck. And I'd been singing to God, Mac, all day because I'd heard, you know, those and read it, those whose minds have stayed on the Lord. And then to sing spiritual songs to the Lord, making melody in my heart, I just learned that. And so I thought, today, I'm going to work today, and I'm going to sing to God all day long. I'd cut off secular music at that time, and it still don't have a part in my life today. Flesh feeds flesh. What's birthed the flesh is flesh. What's birthed or born of the Spirit is spirit. Things of the Spirit cannot feed your, of the flesh cannot feed your spirit, man. But the things that are birthed out of the Spirit of God, the songs that people sing, birthed by the Spirit of God, those are life. They're just like the Word of God. Well, anyways, I'm singing, and I get down there, I had a lumber package, and I'd unloaded the door, and this guy walks up. I hadn't been saved very long. He walks up, and he says, I want that lumber package. I want that material. And I just looked at him. I said, no, you can't have that material. I said, that don't belong to me. That was my last delivery. And I was tying ropes up, and I just looked back, you know, and I tied that rope up because I'm fixing to get out of there. And he said, well, I'm just going to take it. And when I looked at him, I thought, he's serious. And I looked back, and when I come to myself, I said, an angel with a flaming sword and taking on vengeance. When I come to myself, I was saying that out of my mouth. And so I thought, And I looked, and man, this dude is standing here, and I'm talking about he looked like he had seen a ghost, and he was looking behind me in that 24-foot box truck. His eyes was behind me, and I thought, what? I looked like that. I didn't see nothing, and when I turned around, he was gone. I seen him no more. And I didn't know in the Bible, in the book of Revelations, he said he's coming back with a flaming sword, taking vengeance. I didn't know that was in there, and I read that later. And the Spirit of God spoke to me, and he said, that was an angel. That was your angel. He saw your angel. See, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, Mac. I mean, you do. You're going to take them down. Boy, give them a punch. You won't have to, Mac. But what I'm saying there, that was a powerful moment to me that God was showing me that there's angels. I didn't see the angel, Richard. He did. I did not see it. I've never physically seen an angel. But the Bible says, that's what I believe. The Bible says that the angels of God are encamped around about me because I reverence God. That's yours. That's mine. So if God be for me, that dude can't do nothing to me. Right? Demonic spirits ruling through people. They can't do anything to God. We don't fear. Hallelujah. But God, so here for long, if the Lord will allow me, I'm going to have maybe a Wednesday night testimony service. So you be praying, and that's all we're going to do. We're going to testify of the goodness of God, what He's done for us. We're just going to have a whole service if the Lord will let us. We'll do praise and worship, and we'll have testimony service. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the Bible says for me and you to tell of the glorious and good things that God does for us. Hallelujah. And you know what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. A major way to shut the door on the devil. He's not your problem. He's done been whipped. He's a deceiver, that's it. But a major way to shut the door on the devil is to renew your mind to the Word of God and do it. Act on it. If you feel like you can't do something, just an example. If you feel like you just can't do something, you just say, I can do all things. Get you that scripture, Philippians 4:13, I believe it is. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And I mean, say it out of your mouth, and I mean, don't say nothing else, your body, or whatever you think you can't do. If I've done it one time, I've done it a million times. I mean, I saved $1,500 here just not long ago with my tractor. The clutch went out in it. And they wanted $1,500. I got the money. And I thought, man, that devil's not going to rob me that way. You know, it's just a... And then I thought, man, that whole front end loader's got to come off, man. It's four-wheel drive, big front end loader, all of that stuff, you know. And I've got no heavy equipment stuff to do it, and you know, and somebody would do it. And then I thought, but God, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. So I told that mechanic, I said, I'm going to take a nap. What are you going to take a nap for? I said, because right after my nap, I'm going to make me $1,500. And I turned around and walked out. And lo and behold, black out, I went to the house, took me a nap, went and started taking her down. I'm driving it, loading hay and everything now, and I made me $1,500. Satan didn't get it. Hallelujah. But you know what? I did it because Satan told me I can't. I called on the parts on it. And I'm going to close with this. I've been keeping y'all a little longer. God's getting us ready. I called the place to check on the part, just the clutch. All I wanted was the clutch. They want to sell you a kit. That's the clutch, press plate, throw out bearing, pilot bearing, all that. And everybody says you better replace it all because the one goes bad, the rest of them. That's their opinion. And so anyways, I call and I said, I just want that. No, you're not. You might as well now. They know me. You might as well just go ahead and order it right now. You know, and you're not going to be, you can't buy just the clutch plate. Don't tell me that. That's not in the Bible. I can't is not in the Bible. The minute she said that, she lost me. I said, okay. I said, well, listen, I'll let you know. She said, you might as well do it before we hang up because you're going to be calling me back. I said, okay. I said, I'll let you know. I hung up. I called the place that tried to rip me off with the same tractor that I wasn't ever going to buy nothing there again, ever. They never going to get no money from Scotty. And the Lord gave me the thought. And I thought, oh, man. So I called up there, and they had just hired this new dude. And he said, what is it? He said, you got the number. I said, no, I don't got the number, man. I said, told him what it was. He looked it up and he said, we got one clutch plate. I said, you know what? And he said, what? I said, that's all I need. It's one clutch plate. I said, let's go ahead. Let me pay for it right now. How much is it? He told me. And he said, let me go lay hands on it. I said, well, okay, I'm not in a hurry. I thought, this is a miracle. He goes in there, praise God, and he said, yep. He said, that's the only one we got. And I said, but God, that's all I need. I said, let me just go ahead and pay for it. I said, I'll come up to Athens and get it. I said, better than that. I said, how much would it cost you to mail it to me? Oh, it's about $12. I said, let's just do that. I said, they'll have it here before I can drive up there nearly. So anyways, and I got off the phone and I said, don't you ever, devil, tell me that I can't. If he ever tells you that you can't, or your mind or your thoughts, you need to get Philippians 4:13 and smother him in it. Just saute him. Just put some onions and gravy on that steak. Just saute him in it. And I told him when I got there, I said, here it is. Got the other one. I said, it's identical, Satan. Ooh. So it didn't cost me hardly anything to fix that tractor. I'm believing God that and because I do that, Malachi 3, Satan, the devourer, is rebuked for me. So therefore, if he's rebuked for me, then God will give me wisdom that will cause him not to be able to steal, kill, and destroy anything, not in my marriage, not in this church, right? So you renew your mind to the Word of God. the doctor told me back yonder, I ain't trying, but this is important. They wanted to put me on a heart medicine. It was $500 a month with no insurance. I mean, yeah, you know how quick a month goes by? 30 days, and it's 500 again. 30 days, and it's 500 again. So I looked at that heart doctor, and he's already mad at me because I had a mega hat on, Trump hat. He got mad at me, you know. And so I just told him, I said, how much is that stuff? He said, oh, it's about five. I said, that is not going to happen. I looked at that doctor. I said, that's not going to happen. I didn't say, I can't afford it. Change your words. I could afford it. God supplies all my needs, right? So you change that thinking. Don't ever think and say, I can't afford. I can't afford. I can't afford. That's the money. So that's seducing spirits and doctrines of devils trying to get you to believe contrary to this Bible. And so I told him, I said, that's not going to happen. I said, that's not going to happen. That made him mad. He got mad. He said, well, have you heard of that omega fish oil? I said, is Walmart guy? Yeah, it's Walmart. Oh, yeah. He said, well, just use that. He's mad. He's not supposed to tell me that. Couldn't help it. He come under my anointing. He had to tell me things scientists ain't supposed to tell them doctors. They go get a book to find out what they do. They go through there. But when you come to the supernatural, he knows. Well, you know what? I took the, Teresa gives me some omega fish oil. It's all natural. And two big old horse pills. Suckers are big, man. You got to get used to it. But anyhow, I take them every day. Two a day, I think, is what I take. Well, I went back to the doctor 6 months later, and he done all the blood work and all of that, and he said, boy, that medicine's working pretty good. And I said, what medicine? And he said, oh, you're not that. And I said, no, I'm taking that omega fish oil you told me. I've been 6 years, and I don't have high cholesterol or nothing, omega fish oil. Well, it saved me $500 a month. 5 years, how much is that? I could buy me a Silverado. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, let's give the Lord some praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Is anybody...